What's good, everybody? It's Scythe.
It's Gina.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, episode 23 in season 4. Hopefully everybody's doing all right, positive vibes, and staying
high and right.
Are you doing so?
Always.
Always?
Always.
You want to get into some? This is going to be an interesting episode this
week. Is
it? Oh, yeah. Can't you feel the energy in the air, people?
That are listening
to us. Well, because Gina has a migraine.
Yes, as usual. All right, what's up?
What's up with you, baby? What's happening?
Nothing. I thought you wanted to get it started.
Yeah, we are getting started.
Okay.
What's you want to jump right into Gina's family updates to get that out the way?
Oh, okay. I don't know. Oh.
What the fuck? What? Something I obviously haven't been told, so we're all getting an exclusive.
No, you were there.
No, I was there.
Yeah, you were there. Okay, what happened? It was the one, because last week, did I tell everybody that I was taking a day off?
Yes.
Okay, well, it happened.
Yeah, she finally had one day off since January. Of taking care of wiping asses.
So, I took the day off,
and mm-hmm.
we ended up working even harder.
We? Wasn't no we.
Somebody put me to work.
Somebody was being a supervisor. That's
on
what somebody
my day
was.
Off.
This is bullshit, because somebody wanted an irrigation system in the garden in the greenhouse.
Yes, we did get that.
Around the greenhouse, not in the greenhouse.
So, yes, thankfully I got the day off. Well, I showed up Sunday.
This was Saturday, by the way.
Yeah, Saturday I got a day off.
While people were blowing their digits off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to watch that too. That was really pretty.
And we didn't do any celebrating. You know, you were the real one when she says, "Ain't no celebrating this year. Ain't nothing to celebrate." I said, "I know that's right. Talk your shit, white queen."
Nope. We ain't spending that money.
We ain't doing shit.
We got up on that roof and we watched everybody else blow their money up.
Yep.
Like, oh, look at that dollar sign. Isn't that so pretty?
All them dollar signs. Having a heart attack like Mr. Krabs.
I'm up there clapping. Woohoo!
So Sunday happens.
Yeah, Sunday I go back and he's like, "Is that you?" I was like, "Yeah, it's me." He's like, "I miss you." I said, "What?" Because I heard him. Mm-hmm. I heard him say it. I was like, "What?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "I really missed you." I said, "Oh, I missed you too." He said, "No, I did."
Was Saturday that bad? Is that what you're insinuating, Grandpa?
This man had a skin tear bandage on his arm. I'm like, "Oh my God, what happened?" He says, "I don't want to tell." I said, "Okay."
What the fuck?
I don't know what happened. They ripped his skin, probably getting him in or out the bed. I don't know. Oh, Jesus. He said, "I don't understand." I said, "What don't you understand?" He said, "How you, little you."
Yeah.
"Can do it by yourself." And they can't.
Mm-hmm. Your kids is trash, bruh.
And I said, "I can't help them."
Mm-mm. All of them.
You can't help people that don't want to be helped. Mm-hmm. I tried in the beginning. "You want to watch me? Watch me do this? You can watch me so you can see." "No, I got this." Okay.
Yeah, that's what they always come back and retort with. And then, yeah, next thing you know, yeah, it looks like he got attacked by coyotes and
he
shit.
He did. Like, what happened? So I don't
one
know.
One fucking day. You had one job between the three of y'all.
And she's so funny. Oh, my God. This poor man. When I came in and she does this, and I don't know what she thinks he's going to, you know, just explode pee throughout the night everywhere or something. But she puts two briefs on him, two pads.
What's she trying to wait? So basically, you know, she's trying to pull that ghetto move is what it sounds like.
And I'm like,
One diaper is bad, slip that one off and just slide the other one up.
Oh, no. She's like stuffing this all stuff in there. And I'm like, okay.
What kind of weird ass motherfucker are you acting time, like right now?
Sometimes it doesn't even barely pee. And so I come in, the only thing that's, everything's wasted besides just a little pad in there.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm like, jeez. And it's all tight. He's got like red lines everywhere. It's all tight. And I'm like,
motherfuckers can't breathe.
I'm so sorry.
Dick looking like a shriveled up jumbo shrimp. Like goddamn, I ain't getting no circulation around this motherfucker.
Woo. See, your feet are swollen.
God, dog, man.
So, yeah. It's
just, all for one day. You took one day off.
I know.
One day off. And he looked like he was in a 12-round bout.
Listen, I missed you.
He had a black eye, missing tooth.
I missed you. What'd you do?
Worked in the sun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was
sad. He was happy to see you.
Oh, yeah. He was
exuberant. He was ecstatic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We stumbled upon something this week.
We did.
Yes, we did. Well, we didn't stumble upon it. It was actually news. If people are living under a rock, then I don't understand. But we did have a discussion amongst you and I that I said we're going to bring up on the podcast of talking about Will and Jada Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And their open relationship.
That's their business.
And August Alsina putting their business out there in the street.
Man, handle your business.
What do you mean? Let's talk about it.
I think they need to handle that business.
What do you mean?
Because their business doesn't need to be out in the streets talking business.
Why did it end up out in the street, though?
You better nip it.
Yeah. You know who I think nipping it right now? I'm sure it's some long-ass days and nights in that house with Jada, because I know Will got to be like, fam, fam. I told you about this goofy motherfucker in the first place. It was cool I allowed it to happen. But you got to make sure this motherfucker has his shit together in order for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. It doesn't matter that they in an open relationship. I thought that was pretty common knowledge forever. I thought it was. It was pretty obvious to me.
They're family. They function as a family. Yeah. I mean, what the hell? I mean, what they do behind their doors is what they do behind their doors.
But that's the problem, too. And I feel like if you're going to be, and I've told you, I know a lot of people in open relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have two wives or two baby mamas that they go to both houses. And shit like that happens all the time. If that's how you live, that's how you live. I don't give a shit. That's your business. But when you are bringing somebody new into the equation, you got to have those discussions. There had to be discussions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't trust this motherfucker. You better make sure you got this under control. I'm going to let it rock. Obviously, there came up a situation came up where, that shit didn't happen. This motherfucker's all out there professing his love through his music and in songs and wants to put his love out there for Jada in the world and stuff like that. Which, hey, you know what? You didn't have him under control, so that's your problem. That's your fault. If you didn't want your business out there, you got to go through. I mean, you got to have an interview process. You got to have something. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's got to be something there.
Got to be some non-disclosure.
Yeah. Well, shit. Some people break NDAs. That's what they do. I'm pretty sure there's an NDA somewhere.
And if there is, there's procedures to take care of it.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand.
What would you do?
My other procedures.
What would you do? If we were hypothetically in an open relationship, what would you do? If I was messing with a chick, you allowed it, and then she turned around and put her business out in the street. Because obviously, there was just a discussion that had happened to end that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nah, that ain't what this is. You catching too many feelings, and we gotta end this right now. That ain't how we doing it over here. And then she goes out there and puts our business all over social media stuff. How would you handle that situation? Publicly and behind closed doors.
Completely behind closed doors. Every bit of it.
You should see Gina's face. She ready to beat a bitch up.
I will.
No, seriously. Seriously.
That's the only way.
I get it. That's it. You just go cut a bitch.
We got to teach a lesson. I'll learn it some way. Just keep your fucking mouth shut. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it for you?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Me personally.
Couldn't do what?
Being in an open relationship.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not jealous or none of that type of shit. That has nothing to do with it, and that's not where I'm coming from with this. First of all, I can only afford one woman. Right. I can only deal with one woman. Ooh. And the headache you give me all the time.
I don't know how to
do. You're expensive
that.
As it is.
I am not.
You are expensive.
I'm not expensive. You choose to buy what you choose.
For you.
I buy my own.
Because
shit.
You be thinking you using Jedi mind tricks. To get what the fuck you want. Don't make me bring up that conversation either so you can
it's
giggle
it. It's pretty easy
death.
To say, ooh, that's cool. Okay.
No, that, well, yeah, I mean, I take okay. care of my yeah. baby. I mean, you can't.
We'll
I mean,
get that one.
I ain't mad at it. You ain't I mad think. At it. Of course, you ain't mad at it. I always make sure my baby gets the best.
Yeah.
This is true.
That is true.
But I couldn't handle that because it's just it's too much to, for me personally, it's just too much to have to fucking compartmentalize. And, okay, I'm already having enough of an evolutionary process of growing with a person and staying, you know, ahead of things and being on the same page with one person. I can't do it with more than one person involved. It's hard enough having kids around. If you want to add some other dick and pussy into the equation, if that's how you rock, do your thing, player, do your thing. I'm not doing it. I've been there, tried it, done that, not doing it. Couldn't do it.
No.
Couldn't do it.
I don't think.
And then you, I mean, shit. I mean, it's just hard to trust people, man. If it's hard enough to trust your own spouse. And then you bring, in a general context, oh, not
wait.
Us. It's hard
like,
enough
whoa,
to
trust.
Not
I
us.
I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, you go to work, you come home.
Nothing makes sense when we're apart.
Right.
You ain't got nothing to worry about. Now.
I know.
It's hard enough to trust your own spouse in most situations.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add other people into the equation. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that could get pretty fucking difficult, especially if you don't know who, what, and saying what, when, and where. You know, putting business out there. That, nah, man, I can't live that life, man. I couldn't do it personally. Mm-hmm. Respect to people who do.
Right.
Respect to people who do. Now, don't get me wrong. Me and Gina love a great set of titties.
That we do.
We love a great set of titties.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I mean, a lot of people live their lives in open relationships, and I don't knock them for it. But if it's going to create that kind of problem, you got to make sure you definitely have an open line of communication with your spouse or your significant other in those scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely have to have that because it can't just be whoever and whatever, whenever. It can't just be that. That's a lot of, I mean, it does take trust to be in an open relationship, too, in a weird sense. In a weird sense. It's like, man, don't be going out there knocking nobody up. Or don't that's be bringing like, something home that you didn't leave with.
That's like totally not having a care valve or something.
What do you mean?
Or shutting that emotion off. That's just crazy.
What emotion?
Just, I don't know. Knowing that you're doing that or having somebody else's arms around you, just shutting that whole emotion off.
They sweat. They just, sexual juices all over your significant other. Some people can't handle that.
That's why I say They're just a family then. They're just friends and they're a family. They made it where they're, that's what they are.
And so basically you feel like they're, you have to be emotionless to be in an open relationship? Is that what you're saying?
I couldn't do it.
I don't think so. I don't think it has nothing to do with, I mean, being emotionless or anything. Now, I'm sure that's a part of a scenario for some people. But we've asked this on the podcast before. Do you think it's possible to be in love with two different people at the same time?
But there's different levels of love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all different levels of love.
Right. But I'm talking about even when I brought this up on the podcast before, sexually.
So if you're loving two people,
mm-hmm.
you have to be loving them at different levels. How do you love two people that you want to say that are supposed to be your soulmates? How you only get one soulmate.
According to who?
I don't know.
See, I think that's just a social construct on what people think monogamy is and stuff like that, too. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. Mm-hmm. People live the way they're going to live. It is what it is. I already told you my stance. Can't afford it, not doing it, the end.
I get that.
Not doing it. But nor do I need a headache.
The emotional aspect into it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course the emotional aspect's involved. But I think you could love two different people on the same exact level. I think you can. Why not? If you have more than one child, you love your children the same. Well, if you have more than one person that you're in love with, they could still be on the same level.
I don't know. I think the one is the one makes it completely different.
Mm-hmm. Elaborate.
Well, I wouldn't want to share you. I'll be...
You already said you cut a bitch.
I'll be pissed.
But just not that long ago, a few episodes back, you was talking about, when we was talking about Snoop and the allegations his wife made against him, and she's been dealing with that infidelity for years and stuff like that. And you said, well, I expect you to do something like that. Why would it be any different? Why would that be? Of course, they're two different situations. Right. But, I mean, I'm talking about it in a physical sense. Why would that be any different?
Well, it's, I don't know.
So you got to think about that.
It's a different situation. For one situation, if I'm in that situation, that's how it's going to be. But if I'm in Jada and Pinkett's situation, we're all just a family fun love.
Yeah. Jada and Pinkett. Right.
You get what I mean.
And Smith.
Yeah, all of them.
Incorporated. It's a family affair.
All of them, you know what?
But it's family business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I feel like, look, if it was me, if I'm Will right now, if I'm Will Smith and I allowed a young cat to be with you, and this motherfucker breaks the NDA or whatever handshake we had or whatever agreement we had behind closed doors, and you out there putting the business out there just because your heart is broken, I'ma see you. And you know what I mean. And listeners that listen to our podcast... Listeners that are listening to our podcast knows when a nigga says, I'ma see you when I see you, they know what the fuck that means.
Ooh.
There's some ass whoopings to be had.
See?
There's some problems.
Why can't
there.
I ass whooping you?
I didn't say that. Okay, I'm just throwing it in a different scenario. If it was with a little chick out there that threw our business out there in the street. You know what I'm saying? You
I'll
said you cut
it.
Her.
I'll handle it.
Yeah, I'm. You getting a 2-piece and a biscuit and a drink on the side. That's what you get.
Can I get one? Much better. That was horrible.
But you were definitely getting a 2-piece and a biscuit and a drink on the side for that, man.
Good, I'm hungry.
Well, congratulations. Let's stay on task here.
All right.
It kind of reminds me of that scene in House of Cards.
Mm-hmm.
Where that reporter was doing that book on
and they were
Carol Underwood or whatever her name was in House of Cards. And he was in the house really thinking he was flexing on Frank. And Frank and he or her was standing with each other. He's like, man, what the fuck do you think this is? He had to ask him twice. And then he was pretty much gone and off the case after that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a family affair. It's family business, man.
Yep.
Make sure you go through them screening processes like you're supposed to. Speaking of family business.
What's that?
Kanye Kardashian is running for president, and I told you you should have been.
I'm sorry.
Kanye Kardashian.
He would get more votes than me.
Running for president.
Yeah, embarrassing.
It's embarrassing? Why is it embarrassing?
Just another...
So what do you think it is? It's another shit show? He's part of the Kardashian Incorporated. What do you think they're all about? What? Attention.
This is it's just horrible.
They're all about attention. That's what they do. I mean, and Kanye's been great at that. This is nothing but a troll job to me right now. Now, I'm not saying he's not setting himself up for 2024. Because that's really what I think is going on right now.
Yeah.
It's the long play here. But he knows how to keep himself in the news, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Boy, does he.
Man, and I pulled up the Forbes article that they wrote earlier this week. Because he declared it on 4th of July night that he was running for president. Mm-hmm. Last Saturday, he was declaring this. And in Forbes, I'll read some of what it says. Kanye Kardashian's 4th of July declaration via tweet that he was running for president lit the internet on fire, even as pundits were trying to discern how serious he was. Over the course of four rambling hours of interviews on Tuesday, the billionaire rapper turned sneaker mogul revealed that he's homeboys with Elon Musk. No, that ain't what it says, but how is Elon Musk endorsing Kanye as running for the president of the United States?
I don't know.
Is it because they're both producers? You know, Kanye's running with that narrative, you know, he's a genius and can't be understood. Mm-hmm. But he got Elon to side with him because he wants Elon to be his head of the Space Force. This is what I think is going on, man. This is nothing but, there's an album's coming, there's a new line of Yeezys, there's something behind this. There has to be, even though he's playing the long game, because he's going to run for president in 2024. I know, I mark my words, he's going to do it. But here's what some of Forbes had to say in parts of the interview. Speaking of which, the political party that he's going to run under independently is called the Birthday Party. He's running for president in 2020 under a new banner, the Birthday Party, with guidance from Elon Musk and an obscure vice presidential candidate he already chosen. That he no longer supports President Trump, even though he was MAGA the fuck out and had his hair dyed red. It was at Trump Towers taking pictures with him. I'm taking the red hat off, he said in the interview. And then, of course, he talks about siphoning votes away from Democratic nominees. Basically taking votes from Joe Biden right now is what's happening, too. And that he's never voted in his life. He had COVID-19 in February. And that he's suspicious of the coronavirus vaccine, terming it the mark of the beast. He also said in the interview he believes Planned Parenthood has been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work, which is interesting. I mean, that's that. I mean, conspiracy theorists is like, yeah, fam, where you been? Fam, I trust me, I keep up with certain conspiracies. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but there's definitely some conspiracy theories to be thought about if you're not a conspiracy theory person right now, especially with Mrs. Epstein, I mean, Maxwell situation going on right now. And I wonder what she's going to end up, quote unquote, dying of.
Right.
Yeah. So, what do you think about Mr. Kardashian running for president? I mean, Kim been going back and forth to the White House, getting freeing brothers out of prison systems and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think? It could happen. What if by November we're looking at either Kanye Kardashian or Donald Trump?
You know how I feel about
it. Who are you voting for?
I don't fucking vote.
You moving to Mexico? Mm-hmm. Better brush up on your Espanol. No habla inglés. Bienvenidos.
You know, we don't
talk a mi interracial
politics.
Why ain't you running for president? What's up with that?
Because.
You on some bullshit.
I am not.
Why ain't you running for president?
Because I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
Because. I'm not.
Say if you were to run for president, what would your campaign speech be?
It wouldn't be.
Would it be the birthday party? Would you run under the political identity of birthday party?
Definitely wouldn't embarrass myself.
You want to know why it's called the birthday party?
Why?
Because if he said, end quote, if he wins, it's everybody's, you guessed it, birthday. Go. Go, shawty, it's your birthday. We go party like it. This can't be real. This has to be a troll job and a litmus test to see what he can and can't get away with. But one thing that he has admitted is if Donald Trump can run for president and become president, I can too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think anybody should.
I haven't fucked with Kanye in years. I was done with Kanye when he said slavery was a choice. I was done with him then. That's how far. And ain't listened to a Kanye song since. I listened to some of his old shit every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But all his new stuff, I'm just off that. I'm just off what he's trying. I don't knock the message that he's of what he's doing. He's he's working on changing his life and he's following the life of Christ and stuff. That's great. That's fantastic. Do what you got to do, you know, to make sure you and your family are good. But this other stuff that he be doing, man, I ain't with it. Now, I fucked with him when he said George Bush don't care about black people during Katrina. And Mike Myers was standing there like, oh, shit, son, you just said that on live TV. I fucked with him then to turn around and go all the way to this and tell Trump that he's like a father to him and all this other stuff and wearing this MAGA hat and shit. And now you don't fuck with Trump and you would run as Republican if Trump wasn't there, and you will just run as an independent if he still is there. Oh, newsflash, he will be there. He's going to be around for another 4 years. Mm-hmm. If you haven't figured that out by now, sorry. Next
I hope next he's question. Not.
Well, he will be. So he's going to be there.
Cross them fingers.
But Kanye's running for president. That's what he's going to do.
Another shit show.
Another shit show, huh? Man, it's working. He knows how to garner attention, and that's what's happening.
I give him props for that.
Yeah. There's money to be made in that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Me
is.
Clicking on that article. You don't think you're getting a percentage of that? I told you one day I'm going to start a cult. I'm starting a cult.
You start that cult. I'll follow you.
I'll start me a cult. The Church of Scientology.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, yep. I'll follow you.
Yep. I sure am. Oh, man. You know what we need to actually talk about?
What?
Speaking of disagreements.
Yeah.
Me and Gina got into a pretty good discussion the other day about hot dogs. Yes, it was that kinky.
No. This motherfucker.
Oh, now I'm this motherfucker. You better watch your tone talking to your king like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said. Here you go. Once you get mad at country twangs, get ready to come out. You just sit there and hold on to your bootstraps.
Right, this motherfucker. Right, said.
Ooh, grab that bridle.
Let me say it.
What, man?
Sat there and said, bullshit. I said, I've been craving a hot dog.
You said that.
I said, and then he fucking turns around and says, I don't eat hot dogs.
No, not like that.
I said, motherfucker.
I said, not like that.
You eat hot dogs every time I make chili.
That's called a chili dog. That's different than eating a hot dog.
That's a hot dog with a fucking chili topping.
Well, it depends on, like I said, the preparation.
It's a hot dog.
It's the preparation.
No, there is no preparation. You put a topping on a fucking hot dog. You eat hot dogs.
Yes, I do with chili. A chili dog.
Dude.
That's preparation. I wasn't going to eat it the way your ass was talking about, well, you could make it like a ballpark. You could get some pickled relish and mustard. I'm like, I'm not eating that shit. I don't eat hot dogs like that. Well, I don't know why you say you don't eat hot dogs when you eat them with chili.
You do eat hot dogs.
Yes, I said I do. I said it depends on how it's made.
No, I don't eat hot dogs.
What? I don't eat it like that.
You specifically said, I do not eat hot dogs.
Yes,
I'm like,
I do.
Motherfucker, you eat hot dogs.
With chili.
Hot dogs covered in chili.
When do I eat them otherwise?
You ate one last night.
Yeah, because you made it and I was going to eat it. I'm like, what am I going to do? Tell you no? Was I going to tell you no?
Wasn't that shit good?
It was all right. The burgers was slamming though. Yes, it was good. Of course it was good. But I'm going to go eat it the way you was talking about it. And the reason why I'm bringing up
hot dogs
because
that way.
I was like, I don't like relish. I hate relish. I'm not a relish person. Well, you eat cucumbers. It's about the preparation. How do you not see that?
It's pickles.
I don't give a fuck. It's about the presentation.
Relish is made out of little diced up pickles.
Man, I don't care. I don't
what
like
the
relish.
Hell?
Especially, and I'm like, when's the last time you seen a motherfucker eat pickles on a hot dog? Who's doing that?
I don't know. People do.
Yeah, I know people do, but I'm not doing that. I don't care if it's a pickle. I don't care if it's a cucumber between the bun. I don't care if it's relish. I don't care if it's any of that shit. I'm not eating that. No, that shit don't go together. Not in my world. Not in my taste buds. That shit is not happening. That's some bullshit. And you want to get mad at me? And I was like, with all this talk about pickles and hot dogs, what are you actually trying to say? You'd want some dick or not? And if you guys seen our latest photos that we took of our shirts, nothing makes sense when we're apart. Nothing makes sense when we're together either. No. What the fuck, woman? All this talk over some damn hot dogs. Hot dogs. And boy, she was gleeful. She was happy. She was prancing around the kitchen and shit.
I made some hot dogs.
See what I mean? You call me the weird one.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Is there more? Oh, do tell more. Is there more? No. I've always told you, it isn't that I didn't eat hot dogs. I said it was about the preparation. As anybody that eats anything that, you know, you don't eat seafood if it's prepped a certain way. But you'll eat that seafood. Right?
Yeah, depending on which one it is.
Right. But you won't eat it if it's made a certain way. That's all I'm saying. That's all I was alluding to. I'm not just going to eat no plain-ass hot dog. Especially when you're talking about mustard or relish. I said, man, get the fuck out of here with that dumb shit.
When you say, I don't eat hot dogs, you said, I don't eat hot dogs.
Well, you know what I meant.
No, no. Yes, yes. When somebody says, I don't eat hot dogs.
Hey, you watch your tone. I done told you about that.
I'm not going to read between no fucking I don't eat hot dogs line. There is none.
Now, Gina makes some award-winning fucking chili. She definitely makes a great fucking chili. You do, baby. It's fucking awesome. You know I love it every fucking time. Yeah. And yeah, I go straight to hot dogs and chili, man. I put the chili on the hot dogs. I get some Fritos. I throw a little bit of cheese on that, some queso. Yeah, man. That's the shit. It's fucking awesome. But I ain't eating it the way you was talking about a white person's fucking July 4th fucking barbecue.
Did just I put even make it like that?
And relish on it.
Did I make it like that? No. I didn't even know.
Tell them how you prepped it. Tell them how you made it. You went. Look, she went black people with it. She did. Yeah, you fried the hot dog.
I did.
You toasted the fucking bun.
I cut my hot dogs in half and fried them.
She a real one.
Put some seasonings on
them. Hell yeah. Go back to season 3 of that episode when your life changed. When I found the spice aisle.
Got my buns toasted, all buttery and toasted. Garlic and onion and salt.
Oh, shit.
Got it good. Grated up my cheese. Put my ketchup on it. Ate it. I was so happy.
You make that sound so sensual.
It was great. Yep.
Hey, any advertisers listening out there? Somebody needs a gig.
Do I now?
Hell yeah. More than one gig is more than one gig. Shit.
Right.
Hey, I'm here ready for voiceovers too. If you want a succulent tasting hot dog smothered in relish.
You don't like relish.
I was working on my commercial. With toasted buttery buns. And Dijon mustard.
Yuck.
Visit Gina's Herbal Kitchen. No, I'm kidding. Oh, man. We hope everybody's having a nice little break of some of the monotony that's been going on in the news. And it's not monotony in the sense of being insensitive. I don't want to sound insensitive.
This is very heavy.
Man, did you see that bullshit with them Jimmy John's employees? Taking the dough and making a noose out of the dough. Made a video of it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Making a noose out of the dough and wrapping it around each other's necks and think that shit was cute and funny. Hey, Jimmy John's. What the fuck, man? I never ate Jimmy John's in my fucking life. The shit looked like trash anyway.
I think I did once. Just because I was close to work. And that was it.
But listen, what are you doing? Jimmy John's, what are you doing with employee training? I mean, do you do any type of interview process when you hire some of these individuals? It's the same thing with Starbucks and other major corporations that hire people. You're just hiring people to fucking hire people because major corporations are just looking at what's in black and white. Well, I need the headcount. Fam, you willing to risk that opportunity and fuck up your business by not doing the proper screening? And what, I don't know what the fuck you got to do as a corporation to make sure your brand or whatever the fuck else that you're trying to do is not being destroyed, because that comes down to fucking up your pockets. Mm-hmm. That shit is disgusting. It's sick. It's nasty. Fuck out of here, Jimmy Johns. Fuck out of here with these other corporations too that just allow that shit to happen. Talking about you need employee people shouldn't have to be trained in the motherfucking first place. Let's just get that across the board, too. Let's keep that as fact. People shouldn't have to be trained and have common. You could be racist to still be have some common decency. Mm-hmm. How you choose to view life and all that other shit is your opinion. That's your opinion. That's fine. But you know what? Nobody's fucking opinion matters when you're on the fucking clock, at least. That's the part that I feel like the average American doesn't fucking understand. Your opinions while you're on the clock doesn't matter. Now, if you're working under a corporation that is doing some unjust bullshit, which is 90% of them in the United States, newsflash, a lot of them are just better at hiding and sweeping shit under the rug because they have the power, the connections, and the money to do so. Don't be fooled. But people shouldn't have to be trained to use common decency in the first place. I just thought that was really stupid and sickening to see. Like, why do you think that's funny, man? That shouldn't be funny to anybody. No matter who it is. But that's the society we live in, honey. Mm-hmm. Nope, that's the society we live in. So I don't think I'll see Jimmy John's anywhere in the future either, because I never seen it in the first place. I've never ate that shit. What do they even serve? Like,
I think sandwiches.
Or it's just something. A sandwich place. I know they deliver.
I don't know. I think I got a sandwich. That was like fucking, had to have been like 9 years ago. I don't know.
Huh.
Long time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I've never tried that shit.
Or it's right after they open sometime. I don't know.
Just to kind of check it out, just since it was back. Something new. That speaks back. A lot. Yep. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up because somebody's got to make a move here pretty soon.
Yep,
got to go. And they're hungry, and we got to discuss what we're going to eat for dinner.
Oh, dinner's already planned. Sorry, you weren't involved.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right.
Well, you said I'm hungry, so I figured that meant that was a cue of like, yeah, yes, let's speed this up.
Oh, wow.
Let's speed this up, my light-skinned, succulent Fabio-ass man of mine. Let's speed this up so we can figure out what I'm going to serve you tonight.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether to be creeped out or wonder, are you really in my brain? Because I don't know if I'm saying that.
Well, you should be. You should be. That's right.
Okay.
You recognize what's going on around here.
Recognizing.
If I was close enough to her, I'd pitch her nose and she knows it.
I'm over here. Reach, baby, reach.
Yeah, I'll reach, all right. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate everybody that listens to us each and every week. You can check us out on our social medias and how to reach us in our descriptions. You can read it in the podcast description or wherever you're actually listening to our episodes. We appreciate it as always. Anything you want to say before we roll? Like hot dog bread?
No.
That's a Cassidy line.
Just everybody just keep up.
Gina, 2020.
No.
Keep up with what, though?
Keep up with, I don't know, just keep your spirit up.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep moving forward.
Yep.
Think positive.
Yeah, I was going to say, keep that negativity out of your life. Easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
We all going through some tough times this year, and the rest of this year is only going to get more perplexing and interesting. That's for damn sure.
That is.
Yeah. But we appreciate everybody that checks us out. We hope everybody's doing all right. Everybody has a great weekend. or great week whenever you are listening to this, and we will check you out and holla at you. And by the way, real quick, all the new followers and listeners that we've been getting each and every week too, man. That's still awesome to see.
Thank you.
And keep sharing us your shit, man, your garden, your couples photos, everything, man. That shit is awesome.
Yeah.
We rock with y'all.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces. What you making for dinner?
Burritos.
That's what I figured. You still want something rolled up and in your mouth, don't you?
Yeah. Giggle at me.